Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, I was very disappointed the way our season went. And I thought last year, you know, we've gone 3 years without it. And I thought we had been in a position to do it. And the season, we finished under 500, which is first time in a long time. And so I thought changes had to be made. And I think we've made some moves and changes that I think give me personally some hope for the upcoming season.
Some hope. It's good that he's got some hope for the upcoming season. That was Robert Kraft at the owners' meetings earlier today.
Sounds like a very nice bird sanctuary they were broadcasting.
It is. Robert likes those interviews outside, which apparently is complicated carrying him live. That's the first clip we've been able to play from Robert. We'll keep those coming here. Hour number three, Jones and Mego with Arkham. We're here till 6 on a Monday with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. That's all well and good. And I was ready to talk about that clip.
I'm going to pass out.
We need to reference the latest tweet, though, from Burt Breer. And we've fact-checked this. This is real Burt Breer. This isn't,
Karen's got it, too.
Burt Breer. This isn't like some fake Burt Twitter account where we're getting sports talk ball sack. This is real Burt Breer. This sounds fake. This is real?
This is real.
It's real.
Karen Garigian also tweeted it. Karen Garigian.
Read it to me. Let me hear it.
From Burt Breer, Patriots owner Robert Kraft said Meek Mill texted him 3 or 4 days ago, saying Lamar Jackson wanted to come to New England.
What?
Kraft responded, that would be Bill Belichick's decision.
Later this week.
Okay, so I got to be honest. The first time I read it, I didn't even pick up on that.
You didn't pick up on what? On what part?
I picked up on the last part that it's up to Bill. I missed the whole Lamar actually wants to come here piece. I skipped right over the whole Lamar wants to come here piece.
It's kind of a big part of
No, I know. I was just like, oh, okay, so Robert put it on Bill, whatever. Lamar wants to come here.
Yeah, according to Meek Mill.
That's the tweet.
Later this week.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of tweets flying around. How did Bill answer it again? Let me hear it, because I thought this was interesting when Bill said it at the time. I'm like, Bill's talked about his contract before. What do you mean you don't want to talk about any other players' contract
status? Players, yep.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to talk about players on any other team.
Oh, interesting.
He's a free agent.
Interesting.
He not
gonna
do
want
it.
To screw up the negotiations.
That's what, this is what I said earlier, and everybody dismissed it. I said, well, maybe it's a little, you don't want to mess up what's going on. It's a little too close to it. Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft, which just, again, what a sentence.
Later this Meek.
They're friends.
No, I know, but just again, like just wow. So Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft saying Lamar Jackson wants to be a Patriot, and Robert says, cool, I'm in. That's up to Bill. Do we really believe that?
Why would he say that if it's not? If
do you believe
think Meek Mill? Okay, where is it in this game of strange NFL bizarro telephone?
Just ask if you believe it. So you believe it?
Yeah, I believe it. Why would Robert Kraft get up there and say it if it's not true? That's so strange.
Because we also think Robert Kraft loves Mac Jones, right?
Yeah, he does.
Okay,
but he's saying he's not saying that he wanted Lamar to be the quarterback.
I'm just
saying Meek Mill.
So let's play it out.
Has his friend told him this?
Let's
basically
play it out.
He's getting up there and saying, my famous friend told me this about another famous
guy. Let's play it out. Why would Robert lie about it? Or why would Robert put the blame on Bill? Because Robert doesn't want to look like he's cheaping out on a high level quarterback? Is that a reason why? Like,
Could be,
I don't want to pay him, but I'm gonna put this on Bill. That's what I'm gonna do. I don't believe this for a second that it's up to Bill. I think if it were up to Bill, Lamar Jackson
that
might
already. Part.
Yes.
Okay. See, okay. There's two different parts to this tweet. And I feel like we need to be more specific.
I'm sorry.
So
my mistake.
Do you believe the first part that Meek Mill texted?
Oh, yeah.
Me?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I
believe that.
I'm sorry. I
now,
definitely believe that
Bill's
part.
Is it Bill's call? No.
Okay.
Something this big.
That's the part I was asking about. I'm sorry.
This is a joint effort. This
yes.
is a joint decision, I believe.
Okay. I believe Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft. Like,
okay, I need to establish
hang
that
on.
Side.
Was Robert even asked? Robert just volunteered that?
I don't know.
Okay, if
hang on.
Meek
hang
Mill.
Hang on. Patriots owner Robert Kraft says Meek Mill texted him. So, like, I'm assuming Robert just volunteered it, right? No one was like, hey, Robert, you get any texts from Meek Mill lately?
Why are they streaming this?
You get any texts from Meek Mill lately?
Meek?
I can't imagine that's how it was phrased. So Robert volunteered this on his own. So, yes, I believe that Robert got the text from Meek Mill. And, yes, I believe that Lamar Jackson texted Meek Mill. Yeah, uh-huh. I believe all that. I believe it all. Now, the last part is what I was quibbling with. Do I believe that it's up to Bill? That I'm not so sure I believe.
Didn't Kraft just get done saying what a big fan of Mac he is and how
that's
they
what I'm saying.
Right? Like, I
yes.
mean, this is... That's quite a about face, isn't it?
You can like both.
I'm a big fan of Mac Jones, but
well,
I don't want to ruin this Lamar Jackson negotiation.
Yeah, he didn't say that he wants Lamar here. I mean, look, if Meek is texting, like, did he call Meek Mill back?
I don't know.
Like, maybe. How do you respond to that text? Like, thumbs up emoji?
Yes, probably. I don't know.
I'm looking for pictures of like Meek Mill and Lamar Jackson together just to see if they're like really close friends or anything, and I can't find anything. So that doesn't mean they're not. But I also don't know. I don't know that Meek Mill would even know that about Lamar Jackson, right? Like, we don't know that.
I have no idea.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking how believable you think it is. I think it's believable that Lamar would want to come here, number one. I think Lamar wants out of Baltimore. I know what Rap Sheet's saying.
Okay, we know that because he tweeted it.
Well, but just hang on. But Rap Sheet is saying right now on NFL Network that like, he doesn't want to leave Baltimore. He's just trying to get somebody else to sign him to an offer sheet so he can get the contract that he wants and blah, blah, blah. That's what Rappaport is saying. I call bullcrap on that. I agree with you, Mego. I think he wants out of Baltimore. So I believe that. I believe he'd want to come here. Bill, way back when, and we played this clip a million times too, and I don't need to send you down a rabbit hole on this, Ryan, but we played Bill Belichick talking about Lamar Jackson a billion different times. Well, yeah, I think he's an elite quarterback. Wait till you see his contract this offseason. And at the time, in week three, we were talking about if Bill liked Lamar. We've been talking about it all offseason. I hope they bring him in. If it's really up to Bill, they should be getting him.
But if we see what his contract is, that'll answer him.
Okay, like Bill likes Lamar, I think. Bill doesn't really like Mac, I also think. So if it's up to Bill, I think Lamar Jackson would already be here. That's the part I'm quibbling with from Robert Kraft. I believe that Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft, that Lamar Jackson texted Meek Mill, that he wants to be a Patriot. I believe all that, Malika. I do. But I don't believe that last sentence from Kraft, that it's up to Bill. Because I think if it were up to Bill, he'd already be here. They'd have flipped Mac Jones to the Raiders for a second-round pick or whatever they could get, and Lamar Jackson would be quarterback of the Patriots. That's what I think. What do you think, Arkan?
I think there may be something to that. I think that there's already here just with this thing from Kraft. It just sounds like there's more interest there than there is in Mac Jones. There's been so many opportunities for Bill Belichick to say something, anything about Mac Jones.
By the way,
he's just so hands-off about it.
They should be more interested in Lamar than Mac Jones.
They should be.
Like, every single team in the NFL would take Lamar Jackson over Mac Jones. So they should be, just for the record.
Well, that's not necessarily true. There's a bunch of teams that came out and said, you know what, we're not interested at
Why?
All.
Why?
Desmond Ridder, I think, is worse than Mac Jones.
Why?
And the Falcons are sticking with him.
Why?
I don't know.
Collusion. That's why. You don't think that's a factor?
No, I don't think there's collusion against Lamar Jackson. Wait, I don't think anybody wants to set a market for Lamar Jackson.
I think
that's what they're colluding to
yeah,
do. Is
I think these
suppress the market.
These yeah. owners are colluding to not give quarterbacks guaranteed contracts.
Oh, this is absolutely
yeah.
a collusion.
That's I mean,
situation.
So like again, so why are teams coming out and saying that we want Desmond Ridder over Lamar Jackson? They don't actually believe it. No owner wants to break ranks. Which is probably why Robert Kraft is putting it on Bill Belichick. It's not my call. I totally sign him. It's up to Bill. And so you also need that level of plausible deniability for these owners when they're colluding against players. And I say players in general. Lamar Jackson just is the next player on the market. I don't think it's specific with him. I think everybody's pissed at the Haslams and the Browns for making Deshaun Watson's contract guaranteed. And so no owner wants to break ranks. That's what I think is going on. And maybe that's why Kraft is putting it on Bill Belichick now that I think about it. Maybe that's a factor. 617-779-7937.
So, wait, really quick.
Yes.
With this information about Meek Mill acting seemingly as Lamar's agent.
Uh-huh.
Meek?
the only people on the beat who are out there who have tweeted this out, or the only reporters who have tweeted it out, are Bert Breer
and Karen.
And I'm just like reading the tea leaves here. It looks like everybody else is filing stories. Was this an aside conversation?
Good question.
Everybody would have tweeted this.
That's what I'm saying.
Everyone would.
There's only these two, so I got to imagine that this was
people were filing
a conversation
stories?
Off to the side or something.
No. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But if you weren't sticking around for Robert, you missed the scoop. Let's go to the phones here. Kyle's up in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey guys, totally agree with everything you're saying. Love the show. I looked into Lamar tweeted, I guess, few days ago, a meme of Ben Affleck with his jersey on and him smoking a butt or something. I'm reading into the tea leaves as well. I think Lamar wants to be here. He wants to be a Patriot. I mean, you see him reaching out to Meek Mill. I mean, it's such a prevalent thing nowadays when the rapper and the athlete are talking and
yeah, so whatever.
Kyle,
I mean, maybe it's as simple as this. Maybe he just knows that Meek Mill has a connection to Robert Kraft and he's trying to make it happen through back channels because he doesn't have an agent.
We should have known that Kyle is so much smarter than us. He's speaking New England. He's putting out Ben Affleck memes. How did we miss this?
I didn't see
He's speaking Ben Affleck to
us. I saw his trade request earlier today, which I don't know that I've read this yet today. I should probably do this. Hang on. Let me get you the Lamar tweets from earlier today.
We're almost a year departed from Lamar playing lacrosse on camera.
Oh, yeah, you brought that up before. I did not know about that. He said he wants to thank his fans, blah, 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 blah. You're all great, but I had to make a business decision that was best for my family. No matter how far I go and where my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to all my fans.
The part with the Ravens is before that.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, where's the trade request?
As of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization for which the Ravens have not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that's met me or been around me know I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl.
Okay, that I saw. I missed the Affleck meme.
I just retweeted it.
Let's go to Brian in the car. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I just was curious. I mean, like, you never see stuff like this come out, really, with the Patriots. I mean, at this point, I feel like if Robert Kraft's openly talking about, Meek Mill's texting him about Lamar coming here, don't you think that at this point you might actually have to move on from Mac Jones? Like, I can't imagine playing for a team that's openly talking about getting rid of somebody.
I mean,
just want to know your thoughts.
All I have to say is, and I saw it running in the last break on Twitch, this was my plan in the offseason. My plan was get a new quarterback to replace Mac. My plan was get a wide receiver, which they have not done yet, although I guess they could, and then draft another one. Like,
I got Juju. What are you talking
about?
That's
not enough. That's not enough, though.
I said get a wide receiver.
I think I said get a stud wide receiver, I think is what I actually said. Like a Hopkins or even a Judy,
right,
I'd settle for.
I couldn't hear with the sound that your thumb was making in the belt loop.
Yep, that's true. No, it was a very loud, aggressive move that I made on Twitch. That is true. But so, look, I'm on board with this. I like Lamar. I think he's a massive upgrade over Mac Jones. I would have a field day with the Mac Jones people if this happens. And it's the owner kind of sort of keeping it alive. He's putting it on Bill, which I find suspicious. And is it because he doesn't really want to pay Lamar? He could pay him, but he doesn't want to. Or is it more about the owners not wanting to break ranks? It might be that. But either way, he's putting it on Bill. Okay, good. Let's take him at his word for a minute. It's up to Bill. They should get him. And I think if it were truly up to Bill, they'd already have him. So why is Robert even bringing it up?
Meek?
Like, why is Robert even bringing it up? I need to hear the full
exchange
on that.
I don't think we're going to hear the audio from this because I think it's a conversation at the side.
I'm assuming eventually we will, but let's see. I want to know the full background on it. Karen or Bert or somebody needs to tell us what went down there. Somebody needs to fill in the gaps. Was that just volunteered by Robert? Was he asked about Lamar? How did that come up? I need to know that because that doesn't make a lot of sense for Robert to fan the flames unless they're in on Lamar Jackson. Why would he create a brush fire?
Because he wanted to show everyone that Meek Mill's sliding in his DMs. That's why.
I mean, well, you know what?
I'm cool.
It's not a bad answer.
Later this Meek.
617-779-7937. That was Christian Arcan. He's got all the latest here in trending. We'll keep working our way through Robert Kraft and what he had to say and your Lamar Jackson phone calls. Is it really happening? Should it happen? Do you want it to happen? Yes, yes, hopefully yes.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.